Committee, House Committee on Judiciary coming to order today is Wednesday, March, I'm sorry, May 29th, 2013. First item on the agenda is a work session on Senate Bill 40A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 40A reduces manufacturing of marijuana from a Class A to a Class B felony and reduces possession of 1 to 4 ounces of marijuana to a Class B misdemeanor. A greater amount would be a Class C felony, makes possession of less than a quarter ounce of marijuana product a Class B misdemeanor, or a greater amount of Class C felony. There is an A9 amendment before the committee. The A9 amendment essentially, when this bill was last amended, took the violation fine down from what it was currently today. The A9 amendment just restores the fine back up to $650, which is the current state of the law. And by doing that, there's a revenue impact that realizes $2.5 million of savings.
Okay, thank you. I'd entertain a motion to include the dash 9.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the dash 9 amendments to the Senate Bill 40A.
Representative Krieger moves the dash 9 amendments in the Senate Bill 40A. Is there any discussion? Are there any?
Yes. Mr. Chair, thank you. There was some discussion about the 1 to 4 ounce level, taking that down. Is this amendment? I didn't see that in this amendment.
Mr. Chair, Representative Cameron, so the A engrossed does take it down. The amendment doesn't address that because as the A engrossed version comes over, it does take out that possession of between 1 and 4 ounces to a B misdemeanor. So that is the way this bill is written right now, if that makes sense.
Are there any objections to the dash 9 amendments? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 40A as amended.
You want to go to Ways and Means, yes. No recommendation.
No recommendation to the Ways and Means Committee.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 40A as amended to Ways and Means with no recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Mr. Chair, actually, thank you. Two questions, I guess comments, really. One's a question, one's a comment. The question, I noticed we're moving that without recommendation. I can vote for it with or without recommendation. I'm just wondering if
we're just moving
why
it.
We're doing that.
Just to move it.
Okay.
Without.
Hey, if I'm a team player, I'll go along. Second thing, I just want to note that you might recall, the committee might recall, I originally was concerned this would conflict with House Bill, I believe, 2207, which that different plant approach to, I think, distribution. These do not conflict, and I hope that any action that happens with this bill will not necessarily preclude or affect action on the other bill. It's okay. Still a good bill. I'd like to see them both.
Okay, thank you. Did somebody else have a question? Are there any objections to the bill? Or to Ways and Means? So ordered. Committee, we're going to stand at ease for a few minutes, wait for Representative Hicks.
You don't need them. So, you don't need them. You've got the votes.
Okay. call committee back to order. Next item on the agenda is Senate Bill 482A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 482A adds saliva to the list of fluids that are illegal to propel at public safety officers when it comes into contact with those officers.
No, we'll just go ahead and, I think we'll just go ahead and move that out. It's $20,000. Yeah. I called the committee. I called the speaker's office about this, and they want the bill to move. They want the bill to move, and I asked that they relieve the subsequent referral. We want to know what Tim wanted to know what the amount was. I told him $20,000. He said that was sounded okay to him, and he was texting me back, and he has not. But I think we'll go ahead and just move it. I could eat it tomorrow if I make a mistake on this.
Mr. Chair, I'm having trouble hearing you over here. Could you repeat that?
I talked to the speaker's office, wants the bill to move, so I asked that we not then send it through Ways and Means. We just send it directly to the floor. Tim said, asked me what the fiscal was, Tim Inman. I told him. He said that sounded okay. He would text me back. He has not texted me, but I'm going to assume he would say yes, and we're going to, and I want to go ahead and just move the bill, and we'll move it to the floor.
Thank you.
And if I hear differently, we may be hearing it again on the next day here with a one-hour notice.
Okay. Yep. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 482A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Krieger, and just in case I didn't say it, we're in work session on Senate Bill 482. Representative Krieger moves 482A to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've talked about this in the past. I'm going to be a no on this bill today, and partially because I'm concerned about the impact a felony record has on someone and the disproportionality of the crime to the felony punishment. And I'm also concerned about the impact it would have on folks who are struggling with mental illness.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm planning to vote against this bill. I'd like to briefly explain why. This is not easy for me to do on a personal level. I think as this committee knows, I have a very close working relationship with a lot of police officers and police officer organizations. I certainly respect the work they do, and it's also very easy for me to vote against this bill. I've never been spat on. So I want to acknowledge that up front. I think a Class C felony is a big deal. That is, in theory, person is punishable by more than a year in prison. And this bill just talks generally spitting on, and I feel like it's poorly defined. For example, as this bill is written, potentially spitting on an officer's boots could land someone in jail for a year. I find that troubling. I'm sorry, Representative, I can't multitask.
Sorry.
thank you, though. Second, I also think that what spitting is also potentially troubling as applied. For example, sometimes when people are yelling at each other in tense situations, a natural consequence sort of spittle gets in the other person's face. As this bill is written, I think that could be put someone in jail for a year. And finally, when you have that framework, I'm concerned that it might lead to potentially arbitrary or unbalanced application of it, i.e. certain political minorities and other kind of high-tension social groups, I think, might end up bearing the brunt of this prosecution more than others. And that civil liberties implication concerns me. That's why I will be voting no, but again, no disrespect intended to our police officers.
And just a clarification point, is intentionally spitting, so spittle wouldn't qualify that. Somebody else, Representative Garrett.
Well, I'd be happy to debate that, Mr. Chair, okay. If you want. But
that's fine.
Well, I appreciate my colleague's comments. This is a little bit of a difficult issue for me, too. I'm going to be supporting the bill. I think there are circumstances in which it should be treated as a felony, and we are often advised by our friends in the prosecuting community that we can rely on them to exercise good discretion in when to bring charges and when not to, and this will be a good chance for them to show some restraint when appropriate. So I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt and take a chance and vote for this bill.
Thank you. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I'm going to support the bill. But I appreciate what Representative Barton was saying, given the illustration of spitting on the boots as it would apply toward this, what the reaction would be then on behalf of the officer. I'll just tell you, I have been spat on a few times in my career. Not once has it ever been on the boots. It has always been toward the upper body, toward the face. And I think that's what this bill is designed for. And that's why I'm 100% behind it.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a difficult issue for me, too, and I guess it's been wisely stated by a couple of my colleagues. I have the same reservations about proportionality and also about someone having a felony conviction on something that they might have seen as something rather minor, even though terribly upsetting and insulting to whoever is being spat upon. So I will be a no.
Okay, thank you. And I just will remind the committee that if you're a paramedic and they spit at you, it's a felony. If you're a jailer and they spit at you, it's a felony, even if they don't strike you. And so this was came out in the Senate as a compromise where they have to actually intentionally spit on you. So I appreciate the comments. And call the roll, please.
Representative Barton.
No.
Representative Cameron.
Aye.
Representative Hicks.
Aye.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
No.
Representative
Williamson? No. Vice Chair Garrett? Aye. Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Chair Barton?
Aye.
Hang on just a second.
He
can't multitask either.
Are you going to the principal's office?
Like many men, I just can't.
Yeah, really, at least you admitted it.
Bring that marijuana back.
Committee
Do I hear a new motion coming?
To our usual
this has got nothing. Remember in 09?
Spend the rule to have Senate Bill 40.
Sorry, are we still on the record, sir?
No, we're...
Major passes. I'll be carrier. Thank you.
Was the anticlimax.
Any further? Yes.
Because I'm sorry I was late, everybody. I was on the phone with our Providence, the insurance people, and that never goes real well. So I was pinned down on hold. It's not an excuse, but thank you for waiting. I'm sorry.
You're forgiven.
Thank you.
Any further business?
Do we need to let you vote on Senate on the first one?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. I move to suspend the rules to allow Representative Hicks to vote
Thank you. Representative
Senate Bill 40.
Representative Cameron asked we suspend the rules to allow Representative Hicks to vote. Is there any objection?
Is he in possession of his mental faculty?
Hearing none, so orders.
Should we talk to Providence?
So has there been any amendment, if I may
we
ask
did the
question.
Dash 9 amendment so that the funding is still in there?
It wasn't sent with
without recommendation.
Without recommendation.
Ways and means. Okay, and if I may do another question. So is it still 4 ounces now going to be changed to a B misdemeanor in the form of the bill that we moved? So I won't be able to support it on that basis. Because that's a lot of marijuana.
So you're no vote.
That's 160 cigarettes.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So I'm a no.
Okay. If you record Representative Hicks's no on Senate Bill 40. Thank you. No further business before us today. We are adjourned.